Well, today.
At 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with the phone calls. We go back to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you were telling us that you're apparently a college student, and you and a few friends were doing some Ron Paul outreach, and you were approached by some cops, the campus cops, told you to cease and desist, right?
Well, actually, I wouldn't call them cops. I'd call them more bureaucrats. They were basically just people in charge of walking around a building and enforcing rules and things like that. They weren't actual campus cops. But
so
they
like
were
campus aides? Basically?
Yeah, okay. You know, just bureaucrats, I'd call them, I guess.
Gotcha.
And basically they just said, you know, you're in violation of this Iowa State's free speech policies because you are not in the designated free speech zone on campus. And all we were is on the public sidewalk, and I was holding a sign, and some other people were around us. And we were just doing that because the Ron Paul rally was going to start in like half hour or something. Mm-hmm. And
so
we
when
wanted
you say it's the public sidewalk, do you mean it was a sidewalk outside the university or is it a sidewalk within the university?
In the center of campus.
Okay, right.
Yeah, public university. And apparently, I've heard about this before, that some of these universities are coming out with things called free speech zones. And mm-hmm. outside, if you're doing any kind of protesting or any kind of free speech activities, sometimes they'll define it, you're in violation if you're not in the designated area on campus.
So what did you guys end up doing?
Well, basically, I had a video camera rolling, and so I ended up putting the video of the conversation on YouTube.
Oh, great.
And we kind of just told them that, you know, you're in violation of the Constitution by telling us to, you know, this we're doing. And, I mean, they didn't send cops after us or anything, but we kind of just, we were like, well, hey, you know, let's wrap this up. And then we kind of just went towards the rally where the main rally was going on. But, you know, I don't know, just thought it was kind of ridiculous, but we did manage to get some of it on video and
now, did you post the link over the Free Talk Live BBS?
No, I haven't.
You should do that because I'm sure our listeners are interested in seeing footage.
I do that. They are. Easy way maybe to find it too is maybe just to do a Ron Paul Iowa State search on YouTube and should be able to find it that way as well. But I'll try to post it as well. And one last thing about Halloween, I was going to relate a personal experience. I grew up in a fundamental Baptist pastor's home.
Oh, mm-hmm. Preacher's kid.
Yeah. And
your trouble.
So you want to talk about the most hardcore Christian beliefs, that's how I grew up. And we were always told Halloween was evil and never allowed to trick-or-treat or anything. Mm-hmm. And we would actually pull the curtains on Halloween when people would come to the door and shut off all the lights. And so they'd think we weren't home or something. And, you know,
oh,
it was
that's weird.
Total prohibition against this.
Now, how did that end up?
Did you feel left out?
Kid? Oh, yeah, okay, that's another good question. Sure, we'll go with that one first. Did you feel left out from Halloween?
I definitely felt like I wasn't getting my share of the candy, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what kids are worried about, candy. I mean, that's an important thing to them. You know, they're addicted to that stuff like crack. And, you know, I there was this little girl who was at the Christian school that I went to, and I remember specifically, there may have been other kids, but I remember specifically her parents did not want her to participate in the Halloween festivities that we had at the Christian school that I went to. So she'd go sit in the principal's office, and I imagine they gave her a coloring book or something to you know, to occupy her time with while she was in there. But the rest of us had a little party, and she sat in the principal's office.
So sad. Now, I'm curious. The sort of the stereotype of the preacher's kid is somebody who falls away from the church and doesn't, they become sexually promiscuous or starts drinking at a young age or using drugs, that sort of thing. How did you turn out?
I was pretty much a pretty square kid. I didn't get into too much anything like that. I didn't have my first beer until I was 20. My parents would still freak out if they knew I had any kind of alcohol ever. But basically, I didn't go too far away. I mean, I don't go to church regularly anymore, but I still basically believe some of the main tenets of the Christian faith, but I really not call myself a hardcore fundamentalist like my parents believe, for sure.
So not as hardcore as the parents. Very interesting. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the story, and good luck posting. Post that video on the BBS.
You know, I got another question. Is he gone?
He's gone.
Damn. Oh, he's still there. Do you feel like you're betraying Christianity by not being, you know, doing what it is that your parents taught you to do? I mean, do you always use the Christianity that your parents taught you as the yardstick for whether things are right or wrong? You find yourself doing that?
I've come to realize throughout the years that were my parents, the position they take on their beliefs, a lot of their stuff that they claim to hold value, it's not really biblical. And if you're going to be, a lot of Christians will say, well, the Bible's my, you know, that's my rule book for life and that. But so many issues fundamentalist Christians take positions on are not in the Bible at all. And so I basically just realize that if I'm going to...
Alcohol?
What's that?
Like alcohol?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, a total prohibition of alcohol is not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, and the list goes on. I wasn't allowed to go to a movie theater growing up.
Mm. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, like,
no dancing.
No dancing or anything. But the thing is, you could watch a movie on TV at your own, you know, personal home. But if you go to a movie theater, well, that's, you know, wrong for some reason. If
there's evil in them there theaters. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Let's go to the Amp line and talk to Ken in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Before I change the subject, I just wanted to bring up something a previous caller had said about the Harry Potter, I think.
Yeah.
My father is actually, he works for a church, and they were doing a book club, and somebody brought up Da Vinci Code. And all the parishioners were going crazy how the book had to be banned, and they shouldn't even speak the name of the title. And the priest actually was the one that said, that's ridiculous, you know, it's just a book, read it, enjoy it.
Huh. Well, that's kind of interesting. These guys got the right opinion. You prohibit things, and there's people out there that are going to want to read that book.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But the reason I called, actually, was locally, one of the questions on our town ballot is about open space. The town has come up and say they want to purchase the land that's open to prevent it from going to developers for condos and whatnot.
Oh, what an awful idea.
Well, their reasoning is that if the condos buy it, then we're going to have to spend more in taxes on education and whatnot.
What?
Yeah, taxes? Exactly.
They're going to what? They don't want more taxes? I don't understand that. I thought the reasoning would be it's sprawl, and we don't want any new development here. We want things to be like they were in 1950.
You would think, but they're saying that you know, the more condos would mean more kids, and that means putting more kid people in school and more burden on the taxpayers. They say.
I don't know. Are parents more likely to buy condos?
I'm sorry.
Are parents more likely to buy condos or something? I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Well, it tends to be what's built around here.
So they just don't want anybody new coming into town, because if you build new structures, there's a chance some people with a kid will come in.
Well, that was actually leading up to my question. Once the government owns all the land, then what?
Right, you know, and this is
your economy dies.
The government's been trying harder and harder to take possession of all land that it can get its hands on, and this is just, this isn't what the intent was. That's
with government,
that's socialism. That's control of the land by an educated elite, supposedly.
Well, that's what they do. That's what these governments do.
But then they decide who's worthy of residing on the land.
Right.
I mean,
precisely. Bizarre stuff.
It's sick. It's a sickness. And that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is so important to me, so we can get people together and put a stop to this madness. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is going on here. Julia was just sharing with me earlier tonight, there's a little questionnaire. As you may know, she's running for office here in Keene, New Hampshire, as a city councilor. And the question that she was asked was, what's the number one issue facing the city of Keene at this time?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, her answer was taxes, because taxes are tremendous. Property taxes are outrageous here. And the opponent, the incumbent, the guy who's in office, the professional lawyer, his response was, well, there hasn't been a new master plan in over 20 years, and Keene needs a new master plan in order to be ready for the future. We need a plan. And that's what they want. They want to plan and control the entire economy. They want to micromanage.
Because people cannot plan for their own property themselves.
Well, that's what they believe. They believe they know best. They've been educated. 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded up. We've got Van Chewbacca is actually on the line. And, Charlie, your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download at convenience at freetalklive.com. Enjoy them on us.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click join us today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org for the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Lots to talk about. Take your calls first. This is your show. Let's go to the phones. Ladies first to Kathy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Are you there?
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm at work, so I got to make this quick.
All right, okay.
As I listened to you, it dawned on me that being an atheist, as you guys, are you both atheists?
No, I am. Mark is not.
I'm a deist.
Okay. So all I can say to you is that there is a, this is all over the board, this Christianity religion thing.
Sure is.
And Jesus Christ made it very, very simple. There's a difference between religion and Christianity. If you follow Jesus Christ, you have a personal relationship with him. And he made it very, very easy for us to do that if we just took the time to read what he has to say.
Now, are you aware that Jesus is actually a mistranslation of a guy whose name was Yahshua?
That is our translation of it. It does not matter, and it doesn't even matter getting into semantics of
I understand
how
semantics,
we are going to say Yeshua
what you're saying,
or
but
any
don't
of
you
that.
Don't you think it's a little weird and confusing to a guy like me who might, you know, think that it's important that the religious documents that I'm reading are true and correct, that they're in fact, you know, mispronouncing the guy, the actual God's name?
I mean, actually, if you actually really get into the study of the documents and where we got our Bible in real seriousness, you will find out, as people like C.S. Lewis did, who started out as a very, very intense atheist.
I've read Mere Christianity.
I have
read Mere Christianity. I have actually read the book.
Okay,
so,
well,
just so you know that,
there's more proof for the Bible than there is any other document in our history.
Proof that it
what?
Exists?
There is more proof for the Bible than there is any other document in our history.
What do you mean when you say that?
That doesn't make any sense, but okay.
Well, when they started translating... Thank you. When they started translating the Bible, they were very, very careful. What they did was they'd have a whole line of people translating these verses, and they would count the words and the syllables, and actually every not syllables, every single letter that went into the Bible.
That's what the tribe of Levi when they when they transcribe these things. That's true. But you know that of course the King James version slipped in references to the Trinity and. You know, that's just a bunch of crap, right?
What, the Trinity?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, they slipped
okay,
in references.
Okay, the only thing I want to say to you, because we could go in all over the boards
right.
here and all
and
different
that's
kinds
really
of
the
arguments.
Problem.
We could go into all different kinds of arguments all over the board, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The basic premise of Christianity is not money-grabbing or power, and the Crusades was totally not a Christian thing.
Right.
All of those things were absolutely against what Jesus Christ taught. It was very, very simple. To have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you have to come to the realization that he did what he said he came to do. He is who he says he is. If that is not true, then he's a maniac and a liar.
Now, how can you have a relationship? What about now?
Then none of it matters at all. That's the basic.
Now, hold on, just a second before you go on. David Koresh claimed to be all of those things. Was he a maniac and a liar?
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. Well, he claimed to be Jesus, though, right?
Well,
he claimed to be the
Savior. What I'm telling you is that you have to come to that decision in your life. God gave us free choice. And if there is a God, and if he created this universe, and we didn't just come out of primordial ooze,
mm-hmm.
then he is the ultimate truth. And nothing that we believe matters unless matters.
If I decide that Jesus is a maniac and a liar, if I decide that that's true, and I don't believe that for a second, I believe that people used Jesus' name in order to create a religion to get power and money. But if I did believe that Jesus was a maniac and a liar, on Judgment Day, am I going to go to hell?
You will not partake of his kingdom. Wherever you end up is going to be by your own choosing, but you will not be in his kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the rub is.
I didn't really
choose
to have that decision put in front of me. Don't you think that he
if
sort
he
of making
created
that
the universe, then uh-huh. it is his decision to make.
Right, so he's going to send me to hell.
No, you. He actually, you know, he did not create hell for man.
He's putting the scenario in my head. He's putting the roulette.
No, he's telling you, I give you three choices.
Now, whoa. Slow down once. Let me change the scenario here, Mark. Because you, Mark, you know about the Jesus thing. You went to church. You went to the religious school.
You can't too much past me.
Now, what about somebody who, I don't know, lives in the forests of the Amazon, and they've never come across any Christian, what do they call them, missionaries? They've never come across a missionary before, and so you've got some tribesmen. What will happen to that person when he dies? He just automatically goes to the bad place?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you.
If God is who he says he is, that means that he is perfectly just. There is no darkness in him at all, Scripture tells us. If that is true, then those people will have ample time and understanding in their realm of who God is to them. And he
so
will judge them according to that understanding.
So you're saying if there's no Jesus in their life, if they haven't been told about the Jesus, then if they don't believe in it, then it won't matter for them. You're saying
he's perfectly fair.
If they believe in the Son God, then you're saying they'll go to heaven?
In Romans, it tells us, in chapter 1 of Romans, it tells us that everybody has a perfect amount of faith in them. And God has given us, by everything that he has made around us, the ability to know that there is something bigger than themselves. I'm paraphrasing.
It's very interesting.
I don't have the Bible in front of me.
So that's what it tells us.
So that means that God is perfectly fair.
So you can't make him unfair
if he is God.
So if he's perfectly fair, then how is it fair to demand that everybody accept this Jesus concept?
He doesn't.
So that I thought you said that he did earlier. No, I did not say that.
You said that.
No, okay, I'm just trying to understand, okay?
Then let me tell you. The difference is that he gave us free choice. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you are to love, you have to choose it yourself.
Well, I can love.
If I love my girlfriend
and I love my kitty.
That's not what I mean, but you choose that. You can't have that shoved down your throat.
Right, so I've chosen to love people and be a good person. So if I live my life as a good person, I don't harm other people, but I don't believe in Jesus or the God or any of that stuff, then what will happen to me when I die?
You will stay in your own realm, and you will only go as far as you are allowed because you have chosen not to step into the realm of God, who is the very creator of everything, and that's the difference.
Now, I got a question for you here. This fair, just God. Let's imagine quickly that I have a child, and I tell them, I put some candy about the house, and I tell them specifically, don't take this piece of candy here. I don't tell them why. I give them no explanation or anything like that. But I've actually put rat poison in the candy. Doesn't that kind of sound like the Adam and Eve story?
No.
It sounds exactly like it to me.
Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate you dialing in tonight. 800-259-9231. I just like questioning the Christians when they call in because they all have such different beliefs.
I think God is fair and just. I just don't think he'd send any of his children to hell.
She didn't say hell. She said some other thing.
Right.
Formally, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld Spy Finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name things that just won't budge. The scale when you're dieting. Sunday couch potatoes. And a stuck oil filter. Now I've got a fix for one of them. And when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. I'm at a loss on budging scales, but stuck oil filters are no problem. I've got two fixes so simple, even you men can do it. Hammer a sturdy screwdriver through the filter's bottom half. Grip the handle, and using leverage, turn counterclockwise. Remove the screwdriver and spin off the filter. Or, gentlemen, wrap the filter with sandpaper. And using the rubber gloves you wash dishes with, get a good grip and twist off. These are great techniques for budging filters, but not recommended for moving couch potatoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join the fun on the BBS, Free Talk Live bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com and experience the over 250,000 posts that are there. Lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, listen, let's talk to Van, listening in Alabama on WVNA. Hello, Van.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good, sir. Great. I don't think we get more than one call from Alabama from the WVNA listeners per year. So congratulations, you're I think our first caller this year because we're time delayed there.
Well, I know yarn. I'm fixing to tell you why. When I started listening, you idiots, I was a Christian and Democrat, and now I'm an atheist and anarchist. when you're from Northwest Alabama, you know, I'm a deist. When then people ask me, being an atheist is still a stoning offense here.
Oh,
know?
My goodness.
If it's good enough for Thomas Jefferson and
Albert Einstein, Thomas Jefferson might have claimed it. I think Thomas Jefferson claimed to be a deist. Yeah,
he did. That's what he was saying. It was good. Deist is good enough for Thomas Jefferson.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I claim to.
Well, the lady before me there, she must not have went to Private Church of Christ Bible School for 12 years like I did, and changes your opinion on a lot of things.
Yeah, some people had very bad experiences with Christianity. Christianity, you know, the religion and the people that are, you know, that enact the religion. I think it's hurt a lot of people. A lot of people are really stung by it. I personally am, and you know, I still go to church, but I go to a Unitarian church where they don't shove that stuff down your throat. And I like the experience of going to church. It's just, man, some of the beliefs that they have they're painful.
Tell me about it. Now, the main reason I called, one thing, I find it hard to listen to y'all because I believe, like y'all do, you know, just to give you an example about the government, the local channel I listen to, 90% of the commercials are public service. It's Justice Department and the Ad Council, Defense Department and the Ad Council.
Really? Even on the radio?
Yeah, Council for Drug Control. Ram Stoppers, where they'll pay you $1,000 to rat on your neighbor, you know.
Now, what times do you normally listen? I'm curious.
You come on here at 8 Central Daylight.
Right. So you're normally a nighttime listener, though?
Yes.
I can give you an explanation. The reason for that is when you're, and I doubt those commercials appear in our show, but in other syndicated programs.
There you go.
Well, when, for instance, when they haven't sold all of their commercial inventory, they have to fill the commercial time with something.
Either that or it's dead air.
They're in the second and third hour here. That's after you're off.
Yeah, exactly, here, exactly. So whatever show that is, I don't know what it is on that station, but that's what they're doing. And it's probably because the station you're listening to, WVNA, by the way, great station. They've been on board with our show for over a year and a half, maybe even almost 2 years at this point. We love WVNA.
I'm not complaining about them. It's just I see now why it just seems so contradictory.
Right, so that's there's two levels of commercials that you hear. This is like the inside radio secrets, okay? So when you're listening to a commercial break on a national radio show, you hear two types of commercials. You hear the national commercials, which go out to every radio affiliate that radio show has, and then you hear the local commercials. So if you hear anything for a local business at all, you know that's coming from your local station. And if you don't hear anything for local businesses, it probably means they just haven't been able to sell their nighttime show.
My favorite part about the show is when I hear that lady say, "And Julie."
Oh, Julia. You like Julia. Yes, she'll be back with us next week. She can't.
The main reason I called is about this free state of New Hampshire.
Yes, sir.
If that don't work out, come down here to North Alabama. There's two counties over is Winston County in Alabama. And during the Civil War, they met. They didn't want to succeed. They wanted to succeed from the Union and the Confederacy.
Oh, really? Wow, that's pretty cool.
They had a vote at a place called Looney's Tavern.
Mm-hmm. not the best place to have a vote.
Well, now, they're smart people. County seat is Haleyville, Alabama, and that's where the 911 emergency phone number started. So we got a little sense down here. Hmm.
Interesting. You know, Van, it's been a great call, and I hope you'll call us again sometime because we
don't
get callers from your area, and you don't have to listen live to call in, as you just found out. So thank you for it. We appreciate it. And have a great night.
We'll
bring more Julia on the air just for you, okay? Thanks, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the highlight of his listening week, is hearing her say, "Hi, I'm Julia."
Well, cool. It's nice. You don't hear a lot of women doing talk radio.
You sure don't. And by the way, also to any of our radio listeners, if you're listening to the show and you really like what you're hearing, call up your local station and talk to the program director and tell them thanks. Tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, because these are the stations that are really the trailblazers. I mean, we've got 31 stations now. It's taken us 3 years of being syndicated to get to this point. And it's because of stations like WVNA and KGEZ and KSCO, these stations that have come on board early to support Free Talk Live and put us on the air, that we're where we are today. So give them a call and tell them thanks. They'll really appreciate it.
During the American Civil War, the county of Winston refused to join the Confederacy and declared itself the Republic of Winston. The county felt that if the state could secede from the Union, the county could secede from the state. Today,
damn right.
Popular and colloquially known as the Free State of Winston. And the sale of alcohol is prohibited in the free county state of Winston, making it a dry county.
It's going to be hard to get some of those free staters to Winston, I can tell you that. They like their beer.
Yeah, well, it's That's not great, but I sure like
I
that,
like the idea.
The spirit,
the spirit of it. Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go and talk to Jeremiah, listening in Montana on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremiah.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, first off, I guess I want to say I appreciate what you do, and I'm listening to you. I'm at KZ here
in KGEZ. Yes, in fact, I've got good news for real quick. Good news for Kalispell listeners. KGEZ is expanding Free Talk Live. We are going to be on Saturday nights starting this Saturday, so you'll get the full 3 hours of the show on Saturday nights from here on out. Pretty cool.
And we got the big rally starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the radio station.
Yes,
Kalispell. It's the big Ron Paul rally.
Right. I was on the phone with Elizabeth over there, the program director of the station, and not only they've actually got Ron Paul on the phone for an interview. Is he going to be there in person or just on the phone on the station?
Well, we're hoping that he'll drop in by parachute, but it's he'll be on at 11 o'clock, I guess.
Very cool.
Anyway, I was calling about this religion issue, I guess, and I guess I'll tap into that a bit. I have a lot of friends that are Native American, and I kind of follow that type of belief.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's all, here in the States, it seems that it's all this God and Jesus, is, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's fine. If that's what you believe, that's great. There's lots of different types of religious here in the States, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, is it because I follow a different type of religion that I'm wrong, and it's going to be a real hot place, you know?
That's the attitude of these people.
That's one of the things that I really don't like about Christianity, that if you don't believe the crap that we're telling you, you're going to go to hell.
But I don't tell them that.
Right.
No, exactly.
How many religions do that? And it's really only this one particular religion. You know,
well,
the
Muslims?
Judaism.
Muslims?
As far as I'm concerned, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Judaism, Islam, Christianity, it all came from the Zoroastrian fire god worship, you know, out there in the desert of the Middle East. And it's been, in order to gain power and money over people, they've sort of manipulated it. Hell's
right.
Not even really mentioned in the Bible. I mean, you know, there's this whole
at least
fire
it's
thing.
A dry heat. and you know, I'm happy for those people. They have something to believe in.
Sure.
And also the camaraderie of meeting every Sunday and the church organizations. And
absolutely.
And the people get together and they picnic and they go camping, whatever they
do.
And
it's just the
wonderful.
Attitude.
I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, it's just
and
the
I think
attitude.
It's great.
Hey, thank you for the call. I thought your call was great, but you'll have to call us again because we're running out of time. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is your show. Short on time. Probably not enough time for your calls, but I'll give you the number anyway. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then do shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. And I was just looking at the numbers today, and in fact, the August numbers are our biggest numbers ever. Bigger than November of last year and December of last year. Not combined, but bigger than each of those months, which, of course, was the Christmas season. So
was it one purchase, you know?
No, I don't. I haven't actually looked at the purchase breakdowns. Okay. But usually we sell, you know, a few thousand items a month. So I can't imagine it would just be one purchase. Hmm. So things are going well. People are shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You're getting the deals on the products that you are interested in.
The same deal you'd get off Amazon anyway.
Right.
But we happen to get a little big off of it.
Yeah, exactly. So start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phone calls here. Short on time. Let's talk first to Chewbacca in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Chewbacca.
Excellent. Do you have anything else besides that?
Now, Chewbacca, you're actually coming out to Keene, New Hampshire tomorrow afternoon, as I understand it. He's going to be here out on Central Square, which is the center of town, doing a sign waving for Ron Paul. It's going to be I love this, by the way. This, and I'm getting all this from his press release. I don't know who his agent is, but the press release was written in English. So apparently it's going to be the Ron Paul Rebel Alliance.
Excellent.
How cool is that?
You know, I've ordered a Captain America outfit off eBay, and I was thinking about doing the same thing, but I don't think I'm going to have it in time. Obviously not.
What would your group be called? You might have a cool name like Ron Paul Rebel Alliance.
If you're doing the Captain America thing, you just have a sign for Ron Paul.
Yeah, I see. Chewbacca, any other thoughts for us tonight? Thank you for the call. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
And, so good.
Well, I'm amazed that he waited 50 minutes so he could, or 40 minutes so he could groan.
Well, you did his commercial for his call for him.
Exactly.
Let this be a lesson to the prankers out there. Just, it doesn't take too much creativity.
Yeah, it doesn't count as a prank when you call and curse on the air. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Let's talk to Roger in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Hello, Roger.
Hey, guys. A couple of weeks ago, Mark, you were talking about some neighbors you had that had a bunch of junk cars in their driveway or down their front yard, and you got rid of them.
Yep.
You remember that, paying $100 to have them get rid of the cars?
Yep.
Now, in a governmentless society, say I got a neighbor, got a bunch of junk cars, I give him $100 to get rid of them. He doesn't get rid of them.
Well, you pay him afterwards. You tell him after he gets rid of the cars.
Hold on just a second. In this society here, if you pay your neighbor $100 to get rid of his cars and he doesn't get rid of them, what are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I don't suggest
on principle, but
right, I don't suggest for a second a governmentless society.
That's my job.
I'm not a proponent of that. But I can't ask you some tough questions when you call in and ask me that.
You're right.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Roger?
No, that was it. There was a lot of stuff I wanted to talk in about how Christians should be following the Old Testament, and they're not doing that, and how this is hell because carbon existence is 666 and stuff like that. But you're short on time.
There's so many different ways to rag on the Christians. Feel free to call back any old time you want with that. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And I don't have anything against Christians. I don't. It's just easy to make fun, that's all.
No,
I'd make fun of other religions if I knew more about them.
Now,
witches, like, they're funny, too.
I didn't, I only made fun.
The only thing
that I had a problem with is that if your religion, interferes on your kids getting candy and having fun on Halloween, I've got a bit of a problem with that, just because I think it's kind of a mean
party
thing
pooper
to do.
Religion.
And then the lady called in to evangelize us, so I asked, her some questions that I often have.
I haven't been too mean towards the Christians tonight, have I?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I mean, I just don't want to make it seem like we're trying to say Christianity is stupid.
No. You should have your religion. It's just, please, just don't try shoving it. Don't shove it down other people's throats. And I'm not saying all Christians do that. They don't. It's just that the problem with Christianity is there's so many different types. So you could run into one person who calls themselves a Christian, and they could be very, very forceful with their religion and, trying to constantly recruit you and shame you for being a bad person and that sort of thing. And that'll taint your viewpoint of anybody else who calls themselves a Christian. That's all. It's just, they just need to, differentiate themselves better.
Right. I think that my biggest problem with Christianity is likely the some of the Christians. some of the ones that are, just so forceful with it.
And I'm sure there are really outrageously annoying witches out there. People that, the pagans.
I can tell
I've
you.
I've never met them.
Even atheists come in. I work with an annoying atheist.
You talking about me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't try to recruit anyone to atheism.
Oh, but you will.
You will wave your
atheist flag any chance you get, my friend. If somebody says "God bless America," well, I'm an atheist. I mean, the slightest mention of God or whatever in passing, and you've got to jump right
That's
in.
That's not true. You're blowing that out of proportion.
True.
That's right. I sit in my house all day long, every day too. Right?
Not every day.
Oh, okay. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Scott in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Hello, Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, no, I'm neither a communist nor a witch, but I'm libertarian enough to understand that a parent has a right to raise their child,
Sure.
They'll be soon old enough to know, to choose for themselves. That's not what I call it. Am I correct in understanding that a deist believes that God made everything, but then kind of like wound the clock and set it in motion, doesn't really care about the outcome of it?
And that's pretty much what the deist line is. But I'm not, before you go on, it's not like I've read any deist books and said, yeah, that's what I am. It's just a term that I pick that's kind of close.
Are you aware that you're a pantheist?
Okay. He is definitely a pansy, but I don't think that's
what
he said.
Pantheist,
I believe,
yes.
What, in all God, and the God is what?
No, exactly what I just said. That he created everything, set it in motion, and then doesn't care about the outcome. That's pantheism. I'm a panentheist, is the reason I brought it up.
Okay.
Which means I believe exactly the same thing, only that I believe that God cares very much about the outcome of everything. A sparrow doesn't fall without him feeling it. So, about the fruit, yes, you're right. No parent would say, don't eat this apple, and not tell them it's laced with cyanide. And also, if it was a literal fruit, it couldn't transcend their death.
Interesting.
They are spiritual. You know, there are two trees in the midst of the garden, the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Tree of life represents the perfection of manhood in Adam. It's mentioned several times, you know, in reference to Jesus as well. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents Eve. So had they obeyed the commandment, she would have had good fruit. She would have had wonderful children. By disobeying the commandment, it was actually sexual intercourse. First with Lucifer, spiritual intercourse, you know, with Lucifer, spiritual fall, and then a physical fall with Adam. And restoration is God's perspective of what we call salvation. And the Bible says, whosoever believeth in...
I can't get to the Bible quote
here. It doesn't
here.
Say you have to be a Christian. It doesn't say you have to be a Christian. It just says whosoever. And there's many people who never heard of God, worshiping their own gods, who are going to end up in heaven because of good people. God is in all of us. We are all gods.
I like that viewpoint. I like the viewpoint that we're all gods.
I would agree with that. Do you think
that
people...
that in the Bible, brother. Psalms 82.
Well, it says a lot of things in the Bible. It says you should have sex with your daughters in the Bible at one point. So, you know,
no,
at least Lot did.
I mean, you know, unless it's a restorational thing, you know.
There's all kinds of things in there. Hey, my friend, your phone does not sound so hot. We've got to go and other calls are on the line, but I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ken in Ann Arbor, Michigan, listening on WAAM. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, I really wanted to talk about Ron Paul, but hearing all this religion talk, I just wanted to say that I was pretty much, you know, to this day, I'm pretty much a hardcore Catholic. But, mm-hmm. you know, I pretty much, you know, accept the sacraments for what they are. But as far as the people and the Pope and the whole deal, like, I don't sit there and, you know, suck up every word they have to say.
Hmm. You know, as far as major religions, you know, as far as denominations of Christianity go, I like Catholicism. It's got style. You know, they've got a lot of the vestments and the way they dress, and, you know, they're all over the globe. There's things I like about it.
They like little boys.
Oh, come on. It's a problem with the way they, you know, have their, you know, the way they don't allow priests to marry.
To have sex, right?
Or have sex or any of those things. Yeah. And that's a problem that has resulted in, you know, their current dilemma. But I'm sure that they'll figure it out that they need to let priests get married like they do in the Anglican Church.
You got time for like 10 seconds left, man. What else you got? Anything?
I just wanted to ask you real quick about Ron Paul and the last callers were talking about him in Montana, you know, today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do? Are you asking me what I know about that?
Yeah, basically.
He's going to be in allegedly in the Montana area, if not by phone, on that particular station, so you probably won't be able to listen to it. But you can always get the latest online at ronpaul2008.com. And call us again sometime, Ken. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America.